So, what is the title track off of our most recent record? It's called Things That Used to Shine. And it is for sale right over there at the artist merchandise tent. You can get it on CD or vinyl. It's your choice. You know, you can have it either way. So, this is it, title track, Things That Used to Shine.
Polished smooth by the grains of time, old and used and past their prime. I like things that used to shine. Love letters in the drawer of a flea market farm, laid away in 2 months behind. Grandfather clock with a mournful chime. I like things that used to shine. I like things that used to shine. A scratchy old record that still goes around on an old turntable makes a beautiful sound. A proud father's eyes when he starts to cry. I like things that used to shine. The way that Hazel Dickens sings, too long unchanged guitar strings. Candle holder from a bottle of wine. I like things that used to shine.
Shine.
I like things that used to shine. Roughed up penny from the year I was born. Old leather boots all scuffed and worn. No pocket watch that still keeps time. I like things that used to shine. When you smiled when you sparkle in your eyes when you are mine. Can't turn back the hands of time. I like things that used to shine.
Shine, shine.
I like things that used to shine. I like things that used to shine. I like things that used to shine.
Thanks, y'all. Got any NASCAR fans? One person.
Way over there.
One person way over in the back. Yeah, any IndyCar fans, how about that? Well, me and Talisha and Megan, we're not necessarily NASCAR fans either, but we're all three from Virginia. And me and Talisha are originally from this town in Virginia on the southern border, Martinsville, Virginia. It's a small little town. And there's a racetrack there, one of the oldest and smallest NASCAR tracks on the circuit. And we kind of avoided writing a people always wanted us to write a song about NASCAR, and I just wasn't really all that interested in it. But a few years ago, I finally got tricked into it by this guy up in northern Michigan. So this is a true story about a day in the spring of 1960 when a young driver named Richard Petty was trying to pull off his second ever NASCAR win. It's called Massey's Run.